Governor Abbott's decree to wear a face covering of 2 July merely references Section 418.014 of the Texas Government Code and Chapter 81 of the Health and Safety Code. Nowhere does the governor cite where in Chapter 1 gives him a right to mandate face coverings without there being individual probable cause a person's ill and likely to spread a disease. And even if he rooted his order in Chapter 81 of the Health and Safety Code, such appears to require due process, meaning you must be brought before a court and allowed to make your case before being subject to orders. Section 418.014, the other citation of Abbott's, is part of the Emergency Management Code of the state about declaring a disaster for things like floods, hurricanes, fires, and tornadoes. It is not about communicable disease. Communicable disease issues are specifically covered in Chapter 81. Yet Abbott and others have claimed an odd amalgamation of the two separate set of statutes to claim near unlimited power. They appear not to be making health and disease-related orders under Chapter 81 to skirt due process issues. Instead, they claim the disease issue is a disaster and are using laws written to cover physical damage situations to make health-related orders. It's all an end run around due process, burden of proof, and respect for people's basic rights and liberty. For that reason alone, Governor Abbott should be condemned by Texans, irrespective of whether any of his orders have a positive or reasonable purpose. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m. and online at prattontexas.com.